Christian, you ever thought of this?
What's up, bro?
You ever think about how the brain named itself? But that's just my thoughts. What? Welcome to the podcast. My name is Josh Thompson. I'm here at my coast.
Christian Woods, you know. How you doing, guys? You know, first podcast. You know how we starting, man.
Yeah, first podcast. We just started it off using this Anchor app. So we're testing it out, seeing how it goes.
Yeah, man. Thanks to Anchor again for this. Appreciate the opportunity you're giving us.
And for sponsoring us, you know, on our first episode. So, man. Let's go ahead and get started.
What you want to talk about, my boy?
Well, let's talk about how today. So I had to go to Birmingham today for a luncheon.
Yeah.
And let me tell you how. So we went to this old people place.
Right.
It was one of those cafeteria style restaurants where you go order your food and you pay for what you buy.
Like Morrison.
Yeah, like Morrison. Morrison.
Yeah, my grandma used to
tell
me that.
It's an old people place. So this place was disgusting, first of all, and I didn't eat anything off my plate, and the old people I was with. We're wondering why I wasn't eating. So they've obviously smoked all of their taste buds away because all of this food had no taste. I got a meatloaf. The meatloaf was soggy and it didn't even feel like meat. It felt like you ever had like vegan, like vegetarian
burger,
or a vegetarian hot dog. It felt like that.
Yeah.
And then the, you know how meatloaf has like a marinara sauce or something on it. It was straight ketchup. Ooh. Like that, it was straight ketchup, and he slathered it on there like it was good, but it was, and then they had rice, white rice that had no flavor whatsoever. You put gravy on it to add flavor. The gravy had less flavor than the rice had.
What's the point with old people? Every time they eat a meal, they want some rice with it. Like they think rice gonna make everything taste good.
And they made the meal worse.
Just white rice.
The rice made it worse, and then I had this broccoli that didn't even look like broccoli. It looked like shredded up grass. Like the manager, you know how old people always complain about what their food.
Yeah.
So they kept coming back and forth with the manager. Take this bag, give me this, take this bag. I just wanted to ask the manager who's the chef and to fire him. Cause he didn't do one thing at all.
Old people don't really care for real food.
Did not care.
We should tell them why you went to the luncheon though.
So I'm in NAACP.
Yeah.
And we just had an executive. It was really just an executive luncheon to talk about some of the things they had plans, the plan for 2020 and all that. But, I mean, it was productive, but I'm talking about those people. I'm talking about their old one lady, looked like she came straight out the hospital, but.
With the air tank in the nose.
Seriously.
No offense to the old people, though.
No offense to them.
Yeah, I love my old people now. You know,
they got no more fight in them. They yeah, fighting no fight since 1909.
For us now. Fight for us now, forever, bro.
You know, especially with the election coming up. And then Trump is mad at this girl, Greta. What's her name? Greta Thunberg. She won Person of the Year.
Yeah.
How are you mad at a 16-year-old girl? How you tweet about a 16-year-old girl?
He's so mad because I think he's mad because the way that she made him look.
Yeah,
like she came all the way from what, Scotland?
Yeah, she came from Scotland. She's not even from here, and she's like, running the climate change debate and everything.
Like, bro, like her will, like that shit just come over here. She cares so much about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Now, I understand why she won. I mean, she went around, she talked about it, she proved her point. Like, she was so serious about it. But I think the only reason he's so mad because she really made him like a punk.
Honestly,
what he is.
She makes all the people who don't believe in climate change like a punk.
Risen.
And then if you don't believe in climate change, you're about as bad as anti-vaxxers at this point.
Yeah, pretty much. I got told people, like, I had this conversation with my political science buddy. Actually, I was like, if you think about it, climate change is really a hold that the Democratic Party is taking on. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, think about it, like, the Green Party was the one that's supposed to be chasing the climate change thing, but now it's like the Democratic Party is like taking over that whole thing.
Yeah.
You got who was it? AOC.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nancy Pelosi did some things with this one time. But yeah, it seemed like that climate change is going to be a real big thing in the next couple of years. Real, for real.
They said we have like 4 or 5 years until it's completely irreversible, until it's too late.
I mean, that's something you really got to pay attention to, though. Like, if you think about it, like, I mean, I know you think about the Republicans saying, it's a hoax, basically, or trying to, you know, bring on these different things. But if you look at conservative media, it's like they tell them, like, if you don't believe in climate change, or say if you believe in climate change, that means you don't like eat hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
that makes no sense.
That makes no sense at all. Like, come on, man. Like, yeah, well, you got to pay attention to it, because this is really our livelihood. See what I'm saying?
Yes, it's the future of the earth. Like, it's not even just a country thing. It's like,
Yeah.
Everybody. And the thing is, what's so crazy about it, so people that don't believe in it are doing it mostly because of greed.
Yeah.
Because oil, there's so much money in oil and gas and coal and all that. Just, I mean, there's just so much money. It's been around for so long.
Yeah.
And there's not as much money yet in fossil fuels, and not fossil fuels, and like solar and wind and renewable energy, like electric cars and all that.
Yeah.
And even now, electric cars, it's still pollution because they're getting the electricity from somewhere else. And until we get electricity that's from like solar panels,
yeah,
it's going to be still coming from coal.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something you really got to pay attention to. Mm. I mean, you can't really ignore it. I mean, you know, me, honestly, I don't really know nothing about it for real, for real. I just know something important.
Yeah.
It's nothing I really got to study on, you feel what I'm saying? But I know it's like, it's going to affect me and my future, you feel me? Having kids in the next 10 years.
And they're going to be living in smog and all this. But then, the thing is, so people, humans created money.
Right.
And we're fighting, we're about to kill ourselves over something we created.
Right.
Like, we've started something, and we're about to destroy ourselves off of this one thing.
Yeah, shit, when you go back, back to the freaking, what, 1920s? Until, 10s? The Rockefellers?
I mean, this started in the beginning of time, when they was trading fossils, trading like, shells for stuff.
Yeah, come
greed.
On.
Greed is going to kill everybody, and it's not like we have control over it. There's only 1% of people who have power over this.
I mean, 1%, or the 0.01% or the 1%. See what I'm saying? Like, that small number owns
all the money in the world.
Like, Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett. Come on, man.
One guy that's really good. Warren Buffett's pretty good about giving money. Bill Gates is super good about giving money.
Yeah, he gives his money to charity.
Like, oh, yeah.
He's
a big philanthropist.
Yeah, honestly. But I think Amazon, like Jeff Bezos, though, I saw, bro. He divorced his freaking wife.
Greedy.
She made her a billionaire. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like $33 billion.
I'll marry him and divorce him, too. $4 billion.
Man, she like a billionaire, like one of the richest people on earth just because she
just
got divorced.
She, yes.
Man.
I would have divorced him, too. But like, man, I could be single and a millionaire. I don't need you no more. The kids don't left college and graduated. Like,
I just be thinking, like, what do they actually do with their money?
There's nothing. If you had, there's nothing to do with that much money. If I had that much money, I'd be giving over 90% of it. Over 90%, you're still a billionaire.
Basically, like, you still got money.
You still got money.
I think the only person that really I think he gave who's it? Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm.
He gave his I think 90% of his.
He gives a lot of his money.
A lot of his money to charity and things of that nature. He has a lot of respect for people that works, like actually that do blue collar jobs and things of that nature, because he know that. Somebody has to do it.
Yeah.
You feel
and
what
he
saying?
Yeah, he recognized that. He did a lot of work in Africa too. I was watching this documentary, and it was about how he's trying to, something that people don't think about, sanitation.
Yeah.
He was trying to make it to where they have flushable toilets in some parts of Africa, because they don't have flushable toilets and they just poop in holes and leave it out, and that causes disease and all this. And the problem was, they don't have like a sewage system like we have, like underground sewers and all that.
Yeah.
They don't have that, and to build it would just cost way too much for that country. So he's working on building like a waterless toilet. I wouldn't say wireless, but like pipeless toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been through so many different things. Some that burn it, some that drain it and make water from the poop and turn the access into fertilizer. Just all these different types of things that they've built that's amazing. But they all cost way too much for anybody, even here in America, to buy. Like, it'll be pointless for us to buy, because we got flushable toilets that cost nothing.
Yeah.
And then in Africa, for them to buy a $250,000 toilet, they might as well just build a sewer system.
You feel me? I heard about, speaking of Africa, I think it was Akon? I think he's like building his own type of city.
Yeah, I heard about that. He's building some kind of city of his own. Akon's weird. Akon's weird. I mess with his music, but Akon's kind of, you know, he got multiple wives. Not legally, but he has multiple wives in different countries.
I thought that's illegal in some states.
It's illegal in this country. I can't do that here.
I know. Actually, I think in some states you guys should do that.
You probably can.
I think it's like Colorado.
Polygamy's a thing.
Yeah, polygamy is a thing. Something I wouldn't do, though.
No, that's too much. That's too much stress.
That's too much stress, man.
You gotta do it with one girl already.
And
now you gotta do it with three of them.
I will look. You be honest with you. That's what girls gonna do. They gonna nag, bro.
Yeah, they gonna nag either way, but now you got five people nagging at you over different things. They all want to live a certain way. I couldn't do polygamy.
Hey, man, look, that's for some people.
That's for certain types of people. With certain types of...
Certain type, you got some type of will to do polygamy.
Oh, yeah.
Man, come on, nah. Man, you got all this stress on. Bro, it's crazy. Speaking of stress, though, college.
Yeah, college. That's stressful right there.
I put it this way. It's stressful unless you really make it stressful. See what I'm saying?
I don't see what you're saying. I don't see what you're saying.
All right, so look. All right, so you come to college and you have the willing to work. You know, you got an end goal, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna make it stressful, but then again, you ain't gonna avoid stress that comes.
What do you mean you're not gonna avoid it?
You're not gonna avoid stress. See, look, okay. Everybody who go through high school and middle school.
Which is way easier. Way easier. You don't realize it while you're in there.
See, I was the same way I thought. I was like, okay, I did great in high school. I did great in middle school. I'm gonna come to college. It's gonna be a breeze. My grades gonna be good. I got here, boy. Shit in my face, bro. Like, I'm getting slapped in the face every day.
Oh, what? Each class acts like that's their own school.
Like, bro, I'm like, speaking of, like, political science. I love political science, though. Like, that's my thing. I love politics.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, okay, this is going to be an easy class because in high school, it's easy to talk about. You got to look at here, bro, they real, it's like harder. Like, you really got to put your thought into it. Like, it ain't going to be no easy like I thought it would. I mean, I got a V in the class, but still, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I love talking about it. It's like the fact, though, I say this. You can't come to college thinking that you're going to be perfect.
Oh, no. Those people that go through high school trying to be perfect, that's over with. If you were valedictorian at your school, go ahead, kick that out. That's over with.
Like you, and then don't let your grades define who you are.
Mm-mm, yeah, don't let them define.
Make the good stuff that you do in college. Make a change. If you make a change in college, I mean, that's good. But don't think your grades going to define, like, take you. Like, if you get a job, don't think that your grades going to define your person who you are. Mm-hmm. I mean, some it do. Don't get me wrong, it do. But most of the time, if you're trying to do extra schooling, then like you're trying to go to law school.
Yeah, you're trying to be a professor.
Like medical school, or you're trying to be a teacher in a profession like that, then yeah, of course. But then again, you're going to go through college with some struggle.
Yeah.
I mean, the struggle is what makes you stronger. I mean, it's okay to fail. Don't be scared to fail. Because it's the failure that you learn from. Because if you don't fail, I mean, you're going to be too late. You're going to fail in the wrong time. You're going to be messed up for the rest of your life.
Failing is one of the best things you can do.
I mean, honestly, it's going
to
be
good. If you fail, you learn from it. And it's good to lose sometimes.
Yeah, I mean.
When you're winning all the time, it's good to take it.
Because if you lose in the wrong time, you ain't going to know how to take it. Exactly. It's going to be the wrong time. Might as well get out of your system now.
Yeah, if you lose when it counts the most, it's over. I'd rather fail 1,000 times now than fail.
Like, when I actually get my career.
Yeah, when I actually have a job, when I have kids, when I have people that are depending on me, other than just me depending on me, I could let myself down. I'm cool with that. But once you have kids and a family, you can't let your family down.
You got somebody else depending on you.
Exactly.
Like, that's one of my most fears is that, will I be stable enough that my kids won't have to worry?
Mm-hmm.
Like, will I be able to do things that I can say, I can do anything for my kids? Like, most of the time, you're younger, you have your parents, they like a hero to you. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? Like, my parents be my heroes.
Yeah.
They always be able to do stuff for me no matter what.
Yeah.
But I want to take this time right now I want to do everything I can right now because when I get older, I want my kids to be great.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
I'd rather work hard now and relax later.
Yeah.
I'd rather work hard. I'm talking about like so hard that I have PTSD.
Yeah.
Then be 40 years old, still working and stressing the same way I am now.
Yeah, and then honestly, I want to do like my other fear is like doing things I don't want to do.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, I don't want to have a job I don't want.
You feel
me? I want to quit when I want.
Like,
that's why multiple sources of income is important.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing to have. Like, you have you and your loved one have a good spousal relationship and y'all don't have no competition. You don't have to be the only person in the house to have that career, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, two multiple. And then if you have a career.
The side jobs.
You get side jobs. Investments.
Investments. Real estate.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of things you can do. It's like, man, I've been thinking about the Forex stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, hold on. Now, I've told you before about stocks.
I just want to say, but look, I'm doing stocks. Now, I appreciate Cash App for actually letting you do stocks.
Yeah.
Because I was so scared to go through a broker.
Now, the thing about Cash App is, it lets you buy portions of stock, right?
Yeah. But you can buy a whole
stock. You can buy a whole stock.
But no, I ain't about to buy no whole stock right now.
No, that's the best thing to do. Like, I bought an Apple stock. Right. It was at 208.
Right.
Guess what it is now?
What?
264.
God.
That's one stock. Think about if I bought five of those.
You're right.
5 times 50? How much money? That's $1,000?
5 times 50?
Uh-huh.
What's that? Hey, 250, ain't it?
Yeah, it's $250. I don't know why I said that. That's $250 off of. So that's five times. That's $250. So I bought 200 stocks at five 200 stocks. That's what, $1,000? Mm-hmm. Five 200. Yeah. $1,000. I have $250 income coming in.
Yeah.
Plus dividends. I got dividends off of that. But what I do, you get dividends off of every quarter. Apple is a dividend stock. I invest only in dividend stocks because they give you back.
Yeah.
And so whenever I get dividends, I invest it back into that stock. So it'll buy portions of stock off of that one stock. Okay. But if you have a portion of the stock, they don't give you dividends because you don't own the stock.
Okay.
You own a portion of the stock. But those broker companies, like, don't go to no shady one. And there aren't really many shady ones because there's so many legal stuff around brokers.
Yeah.
But like TD Ameritrade, that's a bank.
Oh, it is?
It's you can get a credit card through. I'm not. No, you don't know her, but you can get like a credit card from that. There are brokers coming, but they're also a bank. You can have a savings and checking account through them.
Dang.
So I mean, they're like, your money's FDIC insured.
Yeah.
So like up to $250,000.
I mean, I've been seeing everybody do for it. I don't want to do it because I feel like it's so risky.
I feel like it's risky and it's a scam because they make it like easy money and there's no such thing as easy money.
There's no such thing as easy money. It's like the fact I see people get so much profit on their money. It's like the way they trade, I think, with currency.
Yeah, they trade Forex is currency, different countries' currency. So say the US dollar go down and you bought UK dollar, you made your profit.
Yeah, I think a lot of things like that, that's so risky because you don't know what happened to a country.
Oh, yeah, especially their economy.
Yeah, you don't know what the world going to happen, bro. Because,
I mean, think of it. Like, there's Boris Johnson in the UK right now. And today they're having their general election. I'm in my comparative politics class, which is studying other countries. And she sent us our final grade or whatever. I made like an 80. I made a B in the class.
Yeah.
And but during that, she told us the general election was today. And she told us, like, giving us this heads up what's going on so we know. Because people in that class are interested in that. It's a required class for the political science minor, so if you are minoring in that, you got to take it. But the only really interesting thing was the UK, to be honest, because so much was going on with Brexit.
Yeah.
But so Boris Johnson's their prime minister right now. He's not doing a good job at all, but he won again today. And he won because in the UK, they can start a general election at any time. They could be president for the day and be like, general election tomorrow. And I mean, that's just how it goes. And it was really bad today because in the UK, it's cold and wet and rainy today.
Yeah.
It's that time of season. They normally don't do elections during this time. They normally do it when it's sunny so people can go. And it's not a good turnout. So he won again.
Yeah.
He's basically Donald Trump of the UK.
But I wonder what I be seeing, like, these things on the news, especially CNN. Like, a lot of other countries, they don't really respect Donald Trump.
They don't. They laugh at him.
They really laugh at him.
And he's our president.
He's our president. I mean, look, the voters voted in a way. I mean, popular vote, you know, it went to Hillary. Well, that's a whole other discussion.
Oh, that's a whole different thing. But I like popular. I like the Electoral College.
But if you would pick, you would have picked the Electoral College.
Yeah. Yeah. If I had a choice between popular vote and Electoral College, I would do Electoral College. Because popular vote is based on population.
Yeah.
So the only states that really, really matter is Texas, California, and New York.
You got a point, though. But you think about it. Texas is on the Republican state out of those three, though. And then California is always going to be Democrat.
Yeah, but.
And then New York, Democrat.
They're Democrat.
But
and Florida. Florida will be.
But it's a fact, though. And then you got the swing states, too, you got to think about.
But the only reason they're swing states is because of the Electoral College.
Got a point.
If there wasn't Electoral College, they wouldn't matter. They're too small.
Damn, they are too small. I think the only one out of that's Florida for that
Ohio, Florida will be a big one. Ohio, kind of.
Pennsylvania, a little bit,
kind of. Florida will be the big swing state at that point.
But I think I saw, like, if you look back at 2016, I think most of those counties was kind of red.
Yeah, they were red then.
And then there's the ones that's like kind of South Florida, like the Latino population, kind of, you know.
Well, that's probably because of gerrymandering.
Yeah, you got a point. Gerrymandering do control a lot of stuff.
When you can pick your voters, you can win every election.
Yeah. For the people that don't understand what we're talking about, Electoral College, in a way, is... Okay, so say you in a state, like Alabama, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a promise. California. California has 55 Electoral College votes, which means that they have 55 delegates that goes towards the candidate that the states pick. So say I put... Okay, back in 2016, California picked Hillary Clinton,
mm-hmm.
which is Democrat. So those 55 votes goes towards Hillary. And you have to have, what, 270 to win?
I don't remember.
I think it's like 270 to win, to be honest with you. So each state has its own set delegates in the Electoral College, and it's based on your population. So since California is one of the biggest states, they have 55 Electoral College votes to go to their candidate. Mm-hmm. So, and then gerrymandering is when your district is changed in a way to win elections. So say that during the time the city council or the state decides to change the district in a way to allow more one
make
race
a swing,
yeah, more swing or either way, is that's what gerrymandering in a way. So it's a thing that changes a lot of elections, because in my political science class, we learned a lot about the gerrymandering and how that it swung from one person, like a Democrat opposed to winning, and it goes straight to a Republican. Yeah. It's like a lot of things that it goes with it. So it changes a lot. You just don't notice sometimes.
That's why the census is so important this coming up year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be the demographics.
That's one thing that you really got to focus on.
Mm-hmm. That's one. Census. It's a census.
That's one, like.
And there's no citizenship question. Supreme Court struck that down. Donald Trump wanted a citizenship question. Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that.
And that's another way that he really tried to, you know.
Suppress.
It's voter suppression in a way. I mean, another thing that avoided voter suppression was really blew me. So, like Josh said, that we part in OCP. He's the president and the vice president of here at UAH and of the state for the Alabama Youth and College Division. And we had a workshop, the convention, and it was one man who came and talked about voter suppression in the state of Alabama. And it's a lot of rights that people who have felonies and misdemeanors that don't even know that they can't vote can actually vote.
Yeah, in Alabama they can actually, some felons, and they can vote. They got to pay their restitution.
Yeah.
And go through some paperwork, but they can vote.
But you can actually vote. It's the fact of, they don't tell you that because that's what you. They want you to think, oh, you have no rights. Mm-hmm. They think that you can hold them, but if you think of, it's a list that you can look up online. It's a list of what you can still vote for, and what you don't. It's different felonies you can and can't vote. Isn't that right?
Yeah, there's certain felonies. I don't know which ones.
I think
it's a list.
It's a list online. I don't want to be able to tell you the wrong thing, but if you actually look up, you actually have rights.
Yeah, felon, you can get your vote.
It don't matter if you went to jail or not, in the state of Alabama, you still can vote. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to pay your restitution, but you still have the rights of a normal citizen.
Yeah.
You just think that since you went to jail, you have no rights, but you still do.
And there's some organizations out there that will pay your restitution.
Yeah, like the ACLU, I think they'll do it. The Southern Poverty Center, they'll try to help
and
you out.
And the actually ASU,
yeah,
their NAACP,
yeah,
Alabama State, yeah. Their chapter on their campus. You remember how they got $10,000 from the mayor? They're going to pay somebody's restitution.
That's pretty good.
They're doing a form.
That's good, bro.
But, I mean, let's get back to college real quick. Another thing that I would say, so there's some people in college, like how we were saying, that focus on grades, define themselves by grades and all that.
Yeah.
The most important thing, I think, is not really even your grades. It's what you do.
It's really what you do, man. Like, honestly, if you think about it, especially, like, engineering or things of that nature,
they don't care if you got a 4.0.
They want to care what you can do.
What can you build?
How can you talk?
Like that internship I got. So I ended up getting an internship this summer. Yeah. They emailed me back, Teledyne, the company.
Yeah.
They emailed me back and gave me an internship. But I have a good GPA, but it's not like a 4.0. So I got 3.4 right now.
Yeah.
And most of the things they would talk about were the things on my resume, like my coding skills. They say you've done Python, you've done MATLAB, you've done C++.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, then they saw that I'd done CAD before. They're like, okay, you done this. Then they saw that I'm in the military. I have prior service of doing, like, handy things. Like, I've worked before.
Yeah.
And me and the guy were talking, me and the interviewer, and we were just talking, and he was talking about how some people come in with just 4.0s and all this. He's like, I would never hire them. He's like, they haven't done anything.
Wow.
He said, I don't care if you put on your resume, you've worked in a grocery store.
He wants people that can work.
He said, I want to know that you reported to somebody before, that you've done something before.
Yeah, it's like, the fact, though, don't get me wrong, you need college. You need the experience. But at the end of the day, college teaches you skills of life.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches you how to organize. It teaches you how to not crack under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches you how to deal with stress.
Makes you think differently too.
It opens your mind. Critical thinking.
Critical thinking is a big thing in college.
It's just a lot of things that it teaches. The grades is important. It's really important. I promise you, it is. But at the end of the day, you are going to college for your future.
It's what you do and who you know. You got to do stuff outside. Join clubs.
Yes.
Start your own stuff. Build stuff. If you don't want to join a club, if you're an engineering major, because we're engineering majors. I'm aerospace.
I'm civil.
And he's civil, and like If you're aerospace, build a drone.
Yeah, build something. Like, do something. Join a drone club.
Join a drone club or...
Do ways that show your skills.
Yeah, like, how artists have portfolios?
Yeah.
Well, engineers do CAD design. Create a portfolio of CAD designs that you've done. They want to see if you can build something. Like, they asked me in an interview, what's the most complicated thing I've built on CAD? I haven't built anything. The most common thing I can build is a vice. Like a vice you hold stuff down. Yeah. I mean, that shows that I did something, you know? Yeah. But there's people out there that can build 1,000-piece parts.
Yeah.
Put that in a portfolio. And they're going to be like, yeah, we want you to work for us. You know how to do this. We don't got to teach you nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, honestly, I actually talked to several engineers that over the summer, I had interned for the mayor's office in Mobile, Alabama, where I'm from. And I went to the city engineer department. I became real good friends with the city engineer in a way. So me and him just talking. He was like, man, yeah, I went to college, man. I failed calculus like 3 times. It took me over.
That made me feel good.
You feel what I'm saying? It's like, I feel good now. So he's like, yeah, man, it's like the fact you're going to fail easily. I mean,
yeah.
If you think about it, the only math that you don't really use that much.
No.
Complicated math.
We have computers for that. Yeah, we learn MATLAB for a reason.
I mean, it's good to have knowledge, but then again, it's not the important thing on your resume. If you think about it, if you actually fill out applications for different things that you like, city, like different engineer or interns or things, and it don't say, oh, do you know calculus?
Yeah, it don't say what's the derivative of this, right?
What's the derivative of this?
what's the integral?
What's the integral of this?
No, what do you do? What programs do you know?
What do you do? What clubs have you joined? What experience do you have?
Who have you worked for?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. It's like the fact of you come to college in a way to go to class, but you actually here to build your resume too.
Is that's the most, build your resume is the most important thing in college. The interview also told me this guy, he said that he was interviewing this one guy. He took his GPA off of the resume. He didn't have it on there. He said he wasn't worried about it. He did a lot. Da 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 da. He sounded like a good candidate. He said eventually he just wanted to know. He asked, "What was your GPA?" He said it wasn't the greatest GPA. I think it was like a 2.something. It wasn't great.
Yeah.
But he said I still hired this guy because he told me the reason his GPA was so low is because he was working full time doing this, full time doing that. He was an out of state student, but he wanted in state residency.
Yeah.
So he worked, moved here, did all of this to get in state. They want hard workers. He was grinding while in school.
Yeah.
And got what he could get,
yeah.
But he did all this so he could be here. This is just so how bad he wanted to be here, how bad he wanted to work.
Yeah.
If they see you're a hard worker, they don't care what your GPA is.
They really don't. They really don't.
We can teach you whatever. If you're a hard worker and a good person.
Yeah. You'd like to talk to people, communicate. I mean, I know some people can help be introverts. And I mean, I'm not speaking bad about them, but it's good you know how to talk to people, communicate.
Yeah, and sometimes you gotta fake it. Sometimes I gotta fake it.
You got to.
I'm an introvert. I don't like talking to people.
Unless I really have to.
Yeah. But if I'm at work or if I'm with something where I gotta speak, I can fake my personality enough to where I open up. Yeah. And it's not really, I guess we didn't say faking, but I force myself to do something I don't really want to do. And that's the most important thing you get. You can't stay in your shell. You can't be stuck in your ways of I'm this way, I'm going to stay this way. No, you can say I'm this way, I'm going to adjust.
Yeah,
you know, you got to adjust to your environment. You got to adjust to some social standards. You got to adjust to some just worldly standards, some country standards. I mean, you have to change yourself, because if you want to stay who you are, you're going to be who you are in an empty house alone. Yeah, with no job and no money.
I mean, I had to, when I was working downtown with politics, it's like you have to know how to talk, because you think about it, politics, government, civics, all that, you have to talk.
Yeah.
No point. I mean, you have to get things done by talking and communicating.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all my life, I've never been scared of talking to nobody, because my dad always taught me, you know, treat the same man with respect. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Give everybody the same equal respect.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So I always, you know, been in settings where I had to talk to people, shake their hands, walk up, look them in the eyes, shake their hands, real strong, things of that nature. So, I mean, coming here, I was used to it.
Yeah.
Especially. So it's not something that I have no problem with. But then again, it's a good way to practice.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like having that internship down there helped me practice with things, helped me, you know, learn things about how to talk to different people in certain ways, how to get things done, so, you know, with legal ways and things of that nature. So, yeah. It's just, you just come to college, you just have to learn. It's a learning experience, really.
Definitely.
The whole experience. 4 years or how many years you have to be there, it's a learning experience. Another thing, don't come with the mindset that you going to get 4 years.
Oh, yeah, four years. Look, do you know who Eric Thomas is?
Uh, heard the name.
You probably heard some of his speech. He's a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
He's a big motivational speaker. He's the number one in the world right now.
Yeah.
He went to Oakwood University, which is right across the street from us.
Yeah.
He was in. He got his. It took him 12 years to get his bachelor's degree.
Yeah.
He is a millionaire now.
See.
It took him 12 years to get, and he has a PhD.
I mean, some people can do it in 4 years.
All power to you. I don't care if it takes me 4 or 5 years. If I have a job during this, like a job in my field, I don't care.
I mean, you're going to get calls, internships, so don't rush the years. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. As long as I'm not, if I'm working at Walmart, I want to get out. This is not the job I want, but if I'm working at like an engineering company while I'm in school.
Yeah.
I don't care if it takes a little bit longer.
The opportunity's gonna come about. You feel me? Take advantage of the opportunity. Don't rush it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Don't think, okay, I'm supposed to get here 4 years. I mean,
yeah, in college that I'm supposed to be here, I'm supposed to be there. Now it don't matter no more.
It really don't.
No, there ain't no grades no more. It's what classes are you taking?
What class are you taking? No, it don't matter.
Because you can be a freshman taking a 300 level class.
Yeah,
and still be a freshman because you don't get enough credits.
Yeah, honestly, it can be like that. I mean, it's just don't be too hard on yourself. That's something I'm trying to learn. See what I'm saying? Don't be too hard on yourself. Don't try to shoot to be perfect all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can just shoot to be so close, but then again, you're going to struggle. Mm-hmm. You're going to fail. That's what's part of it. You just learn from it.
Yeah, and I like failing at certain, like, not all the time. Of course, you don't want to fail all the time.
Yeah, of course.
But if I lose, I say good.
Yeah.
Good. I learn from it.
Yeah. You know,
like, I fail something. Good. What did I do wrong? Failure is just a learning experience.
Basically. Anything you do is a learning experience,
especially if you mess up.
Yeah.
Especially if you do it wrong. Cause now you know how not to do it wrong no more.
Yeah.
You done did it wrong one time, might as well not do it again.
Yeah, I mean you never know what can happen. Honestly.
Exactly.
Just be open for real. So yeah, bro. Oh, speaking of politics, the impeachment hearing, bro.
Oh yeah, I've been watching it on YouTube live.
Yeah.
I've been watching the impeachment hearings and the debates and all that. And
but I got one question.
What?
Do you think they should have waited? Like, do you think that, like, they took too long to actually do this?
Yeah, they took too long to do it.
Like do you think they should have, like, did this, like, probably a year ago? It's a couple
years.
I mean, I understand that they had to wait on the Ukraine call was the starting point. That was like, okay, he needs to be impeached.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So, but to me, honestly, I think that the American people have too much stuff with that they have to worry about. Especially you have the Democratic candidates coming trying to run. Have about, what, almost 100 candidates coming run. Yeah. You got to worry about them, listening to them. I think they only have, what, 9 now?
I don't even know no more.
You feel what I'm saying? So many. It's like, I don't even like when the Democrat debates come on. It's like, dang, do I really want to watch it? Because you got all these people coming at each other.
Yeah.
You can't really get what their viewpoints actually are.
And they all have closely similar ideas.
Yeah, the same similar ideas. It's just people piggyback on each other, trying to make their idea better.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But it's a fact that I think the impeachment was too long to come. They should have, like, waited. They should have, like, did this earlier. They should not did it around the election because people have, like, okay, their minds are going to be, like, tired. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, either way, he's going to get impeached, but he's not going to get convicted. I mean, that's
easy.
Because he's going to get impeached by before Christmas is over with. He's going to get impeached.
I mean,
the Democrats, they're all, everybody's voting party lines right now.
Yeah.
Democrats and Republicans. There's more Democrats in the House than Republicans. He's impeached. But he's not going to get convicted of anything because the Senate, Mitch McConnell, who's been sitting on all kind of bills, the House has passed so many bills, good bills that both parties like. That will make President Trump look good if he signed them.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, talking about make him look amazing. They'll be like, dang, he's a Democratic president. We need to keep him in office.
Yeah.
They passed so many bills that are good that will make if Mitch McConnell let them go through, Trump could press release the crap out of Trump can make press look so good on him by signing those bills.
Yeah.
But because they're like common sense bills.
Yeah.
There's common, but Mitch McConnell wants to make it look Democrats haven't done nothing. But everybody knows Mitch McConnell's sitting on the bills.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes Republicans look bad. It's the worst thing that for the country that has ever happened is parties.
Yeah,
parties are the worst thing ever. And that the Constitution, we weren't supposed to have parties. The founding fathers did not want parties, but parties just happened. Parties were in the UK before we came out. Like, parties are the worst thing to ever happen because people vote. They're like, this is my team.
Yeah,
I'm whatever my team says, coach, what you got?
Yeah.
You know, like, who's coach right now? Nancy Pelosi, coach, what you get?
What I need to do?
What I need to say?
You feel what I'm saying?
And Trump's the coach for Republicans, and that's the worst coach you can have. That's like having Gus from Auburn coach you. Hey,
man, come on. How you can do it for Gus like that?
Yeah, I'm an Auburn fan, but Gus is not good.
Hey, look, he's good enough to do what he did with Alabama, though.
We beat that, but Alabama's never beat us at our house. They're not going to beat us at our house.
But if you think about it, though, like, I saw this in my Blue Science book. They're saying that, Trump and Bernie Sanders is kind of two sides of the same coin. Different coin.
Yeah, they are.
They like the rebels of their party.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, Trump, the way he won, he was, like, anti-establishment.
Yeah,
you and what I'm saying?
Bernie's the same way.
Bernie's the same way. He's like, I don't care what the Democrat voters say. I'm gonna do what I say.
Yeah,
you feel what I'm saying? I'm gonna stick with it. He never changed his rhetoric, and ever since then, he's still running on his same rhetoric he ran like 4 years ago. So
the only thing about Bernie is he's too capitalist. He's too socialist for me. I like capitalism. I like being able to go out there.
Yeah.
And like think about how many ways we can make money. We could have real estate. We could, like, capitalism. People hate capitalism, but capitalism, the only thing wrong with it is you got to grind.
Yeah.
People don't like grinding to get their money. I don't mind going out there and working. I'm talking about I will go out there and work all day to get whatever I want to get. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the people who don't really like capitalism, they feel like it's greed, like it's greedy. You got to take money from somebody else, do this. I will take food out of your mouth to feed my family. I'm trying to tell you.
You got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do.
I mean, it's the American dream, as they say.
Exactly.
Me, personally, I really believe in the American dream.
You don't believe it?
I don't believe it. No, I don't believe it's a set guideline for the American dream. I believe the American dream is what you make.
Yeah, it's definitely what you make.
It's not to say, I have to be rich to be American. I have to live the American dream. Oh, I have to live in this fancy house to live the American dream. You feel what I'm saying? American dream be like, if you just want a job.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? You just want to work. If you just want to have a child, want to have a family, that could be your American dream. You feel what I'm saying? It's what you want to do with your freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Ain't no in the Constitution saying, you have to live this way.
Yeah.
It's just what you want to do, how you want to live.
Mm-hmm.
You see? If you don't want to grind, that's maybe your American dream. Man, you just want to be lazy. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, my American dream would be, I want to be able to live comfortably.
Yeah.
To not have to work to do whatever I want, not worry about money. Like, I swipe my card, don't look at the price.
Yeah.
But also give a whole bunch of money to whoever needs it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like the way, like, so I, the way I view tithes, you don't have to give it directly to a church. The way I see it, I'll give 5% to, like, you're supposed to get 10% of your money.
Yeah.
With how I am now, the least amount of money I got now, which is not much, when I'm paying tithes, I would say 5% to the church and another 5% to someone directly.
Yeah.
That would help. Like, maybe a charity or maybe a homeless person. Directly to that. I'm giving 10% of my money. Because you think about it, the money is not yours. The money is God's.
Yeah, right.
And you're just managing it.
Yeah.
And if you can manage it well, he's going to give you more.
Right.
So, my 10%, some of it's a church, keep church. Keep the lights open. Keep church here. Church needs some money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, church got to do what they got to do.
Of course.
I'm also going to help somebody directly because I don't know what they're doing with the money. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, I would hope and pray that it's going to
the right place. But yeah, that mean.
I mean, I can't.
My American dream would be to live comfortably, to build my own house. I want to build my house from the ground.
Yeah.
I want a man cave and a library and a gym.
Yeah, you want that stereotypical American dream.
I want a nice house. I want 3 kids, and to not really be working. I want people working for me. I want to work enough to where I got people working for me, and I got somebody, I'm paying somebody to manage them people.
Yeah.
I'm just chilling, and the manager talked to me. He said, "We got this problem. All right, how we fix it?"
Honestly, I think mine would be successful enough where, like I said, you know, I can have enough to my kids would be have a great life.
Yeah,
you know, I have a family, a wife.
Mm.
You know, and I don't have to live no big huge mansion. Dang, remember, I just want a nice size house with, you know. I can't live no big $12 million mansion all the time.
I want mine to be pretty expensive.
If I have it,
I'm getting it, boy.
You feel what I'm saying? I ain't gonna waste no money that I ain't got.
Nah, if I ain't got it, we finna live in this apartment right here.
I mean, it's a nice apartment you can get, you feel what I'm saying? But I ain't gotta live that for long too. I mean, I just want to have a comfortable, real comfortable life.
Yeah,
you know I'm saying? No struggle if I have it.
The thing about me is I'm cheap.
Yeah, no trash.
So, I'll stay where I don't mind staying in this apartment as long as possible. You feel me? Until I get kids, this is a 2-bedroom, you see?
Yeah.
My roommate probably not going to stay here forever. You see what I'm saying? I will stay here forever.
You see what I'm saying? But yeah, bro, it's crazy, bro. Bro, another thing, bro, the most crazy thing I tried. I try to go vegetarian.
I did. I saw that, and I immediately just questioned that decision. I knew it wasn't gonna work out because that was you watch one of them Netflix documentaries that are so biased towards meat and towards being vegan. Because I watched the one you mentioned. I watched all them vegetarian. I watched all of them vegetarian ones.
Man.
No, and I was criticizing them the whole time because they are so biased. They are lying.
Man, look.
They are changing the stats.
Man, look, it's like the fact that I saw all this scientific proof. I was like, okay, no, this fake. Gotta be right.
It's fake scientific proof.
Like, I think, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do vegetarian. I'm gonna stop eating meat. I'm gonna stop eating everything. I was like, bro, hold on now.
Now, cutting down would be a good thing.
Cutting down, yeah. But I was like, this ain't right. I'm starving. My head started hurting.
I'm hungry.
But don't get me wrong.
Weak.
It's like, but I kind of feel injured, but I think it's my body saying, you just putting your brain saying, yeah, you vegetarian. You gonna make yourself feel good because you think it's a good thing. But I just feel bad for all the times I talk about people that went vegetarian. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, I used to, like, say something bad. Like, ooh, you can't eat meat. But it's like, now it's like, dang, I can see why. Like, why you want to do this.
Yeah,
you see
what I'm saying? But, I understand why.
I saw all the scientific things. I was like, okay, one thing that got me was saying, like, if you think about it, all the meat that we eat, it came from animals that ate plants and vegetables.
Uh-huh.
Like, a cow.
Yeah.
Grass. Straight up grass. It's like the animals are the middleman between the actual protein that we get.
But the thing is, think about a cow. A cow has that second stomach.
Yeah,
that digests grass. We don't got that second stomach.
Yeah. It's like cows have they have a complex digestive system. We just got one.
We just got one stomach.
Esophagus, you know, intestines, all that. And just stomach. See what I'm saying? But I just wanted to do because I feel like, okay, this is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
So I was like,
well, like kill, not killing animals and all that.
Yeah, I was like, dang, I saw this. I was like, okay, this is.
I say kill them things.
Man,
hey, kill that chicken. I'm ready to eat it. Let's go. Where dinner at?
Man, it's like the fact though I heard, but like one time though, like the chickens that they put like growth hormones in though, like those type of chickens. Uh-huh. Like I saw that, like I might stay away from that. Uh-huh. Like the things they do to that, yeah. Bro, like the farm chicken, things like that. Like nah, bro. But you know the worst fish you can eat though?
What's that?
Tilapia.
I believe that, and that's what we eat a lot.
They farm those. They give tilapia some type of growth hormones.
I believe that.
Like, they're not really natural. Like, you eat, like, anything, a salmon, things like that, you be straight. But we eat some tilapia, bro.
I believe that.
That's bad.
I believe that.
Honestly, but I can't stop eating chicken, especially, like, Fusakas.
You stop eating chicken?
I for 2 days.
No, you can't stop eating chicken. My main source of protein. If you look at my freezer right now, I got frozen chicken in there.
But look, bro.
Frozen chicken
like,
breasts.
I was like, dang, we're about to go home. Fusakli. Exactly. I can't stop eating that. I was like, okay, I'm supposed to eat chicken. I'm going to stop eating pork and beef.
No, I believe pork is bad.
Pork is bad, though.
I do believe pork is bad.
Pork is bad for you.
It's not great, but I'm not going to stop eating it now.
It's something that you think. It's like, you just been raised on your whole life. Why
you ribs, bacon.
Like,
nah, it's not like every night I eat a pork chop or something.
Yeah.
You know? But like, if the occasion happens to... you know, show itself, and there's some ham on the table. I might get the ham. You see what I'm saying?
Thanksgiving, Christmas, bro.
Is that Christmas coming up? Ham?
I mean, I've seen people have vegetarian type.
I don't want to try it. No, if you come to me talking about some vegetarian Thanksgiving, I might hit you.
I mean, look, you can't gotta be accustomed to what people do, bro. Like, if you go to somebody's house, you're gonna be disrespectful. Like, I don't want to eat this. What you gonna eat? You gonna starve?
I might.
Shit, you can go to KFC and get some chicken or something.
I might pick out the things that look the least disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, some of the stuff do be good, though. Think about it. I had a vegetarian meatloaf one time.
Don't even sound good.
But the point is, I ain't know it was vegetarian.
You didn't?
Until I ate it. I was like,
really? You said till you ate it.
But then again, it was good. But then she was like, this is vegetarian meatloaf. It's nothing in but soybeans.
Soybeans.
I was like, what? I'll be some soybeans. It's like soybeans and chickpeas or something like that.
That's crazy.
You wouldn't notice it.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell.
Did it still feel like meat when you bite into it?
Yeah, it do. Mm. You think about it, just grind up.
Yeah.
Soybean, like meat, just like meat, little grind up meat.
I had, have you had the Beyond Burger from Burger King yet? Not Beyond, the Impossible Burger from Burger King yet?
Impossible Whopper?
Yeah.
Man.
It's good. I had that. It tastes just like a Whopper.
I'm scared, bro.
No, this is what I will say about it. It tastes better than a Whopper, to be honest. It has more of a charred taste to it. But my stomach did hurt after. And I think it's because my stomach was confused.
Yeah, you know what
it was like, is this meat or is this hamburger? Or is this grass? What did he just feed me? But it tastes just like a Whopper. But it has more calories than a Whopper. It has 10 more calories than a Whopper.
But it's better for you.
Well, it's not. They never said it was better for you. They just said it's vegetarian.
Vegetarian is something hard. It's something like you can't force yourself to do that.
Yeah. Especially not cold turkey. Now, I would say eat less meat is important.
Yeah.
Will be healthy. Yeah. And eating lean meats will be better, like chicken or lean turkey.
Yeah.
Like ground turkey, and eating less red meat, and especially eating less pork or no pork. If you were raised on no pork,
Hey, look, that's on you. You did good.
Like you don't even want it now.
Yeah.
But when I order a pizza, it's pepperoni. You see what I'm saying?
I ain't never been a big fan of pepperoni pizza.
Really?
My whole entire life. I was like, I'd rather
I'm a fan of meat lovers.
Meat lovers is good. I can't just have straight pepperoni.
Yeah. Meat lovers is my go-to, but I can't stop eating meat. No. If they made a vegetarian meat lovers, I might try that.
It would be meat lovers. Yeah.
You're right. I don't know what they would call it.
They would call it vegan lovers.
Oh, you know, in Mississippi. So Mississippi's mad at vegetarian stuff. Mm. Now that's where I'm from, Mississippi.
Yeah.
So they passed a law that bans vegetarian. Like, say there's a veggie burger.
Yeah.
That they're not allowed to call it a burger.
What call it then?
Exactly. What they gonna? And then they say it confuses shoppers. How does it confuse? It's called a veggie burger. Now, I know the Mississippi education system is not that great. I can tell you that from experience. The Mississippi education system is not that great. But if it says veggie burger,
yeah,
obviously it's a veggie burger. they don't sell these vegetarian meats in the same packaging that meat is in. I mean, it's in a packaging and in the freezer.
It's not hard to eat. It's
a vegetarian burger. If you pick up some vegetarian meat on accident, that's your fault.
That's you not reading.
It don't even look like meat when they're selling it. Like, come on. So they passed law, but I think the vegetarian company sued them, which rightfully so, because that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Mm.
Mississippi lawmakers are one of the dumbest. That's why Mississippi is the bottom of the barrel. Alabama's right after it.
Right. That's right after it.
That's something.
Hey, so, you talking about us, bro? Like, it's so bad.
We're the butt of the joke. Mississippi's butt of the joke. We're the crotch.
We're the crotch of the joke. Like, people from up north are like, oh, you from Alabama, huh? Oh, yeah. Okay, then. Can you spell?
Wait. UAH has a Reddit. Have you been on? Do you get on Reddit?
Sometimes I do.
UAH has one that I look at sometimes. And this one girl commented. She was asking. She's from north somewhere. She was asking, how is it down there, the culture? I want to go to the school, but my friends keep telling me I'm going to get discriminated against and all this. Because she said she's Latina, a woman, and she's Latina.
Mm.
And she said, my friends keep telling me to get discriminated against, all this, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, man, that's what they think. I mean, I'm like, the South is bad, but yeah, dang.
Because,
I mean, my first day of high school, I was called the N-word. You see what I'm saying? I moved from Mobile, a big city, to that small town. The town I'm from is 1,000 people max. 1,000 people. My first day of high school, I was called the N-word. See what I'm saying? Everybody. And that girl became salutatorian of the school.
That's crazy.
And that girl smokes and drinks more than anybody I know. And she has gotten caught and gotten in trouble and still got to be salutatorian.
See, that's crazy, bro.
And in that same town I was in, this guy took his kids to go take the SAT, the ACT, at an HBCU because he said that they make it easier for black kids. And guess what they made? A lower score.
That's crazy.
That and guess what his job was?
What?
He was an ACT teacher at our school.
That's crazy.
You see what I'm saying? Right. My school was back in the 1960s.
Man, they got some backwards. Hey,
so when they say racism's still not alive, I'll tell them no, I lived it. I've seen it. I might have not lived it like my grandparents did, but I've seen it now.
Hey, look, it's disguised now. It's disguised.
Oh yeah.
That's a whole episode,
but we got to get close to closing this one out. But I mean, it was a pretty good episode. Only thing I can think about is how the brain named itself. That's pretty interesting to me.
Where you and his brain, man?
Like, the brain named itself. But that's it for the podcast. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, for this. And
I appreciate Anchor for getting this opportunity to do this, man. We wouldn't be able to do it without you guys.
Yeah, we're not doing it without one for the viewers. Thank you for those who view. Please share this podcast with your friends. Get it out. Get it known. But that's it for today. Thank you.